This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. So tell me what your social battery is on right now. Are you like full? Are you drained? Are you just like, I need a new battery? Well, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially social gatherings, picking up after winter. Listen, y'all know I'm on tour, so I'm meeting a lot of you all for the first time. So I am the socializing queen over here. Well, what's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, right? Maybe you're the true extrovert and you just love the energy of other people. Or maybe you need some alone time because, listen, some introverts, that's the only way they're going to recharge is just being with themselves. Therapy can get your self-awareness to build up a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I just recently did a video about how even though I'm an extrovert, when it comes to like networking events, I get really awkward. It's very difficult for me, and I almost need another person to help guide me into conversations. And trying to do a lot of networking events does drain the mess out of me. But being able to talk to my therapist and coming up with strategies in order for me to be able to be the social butterfly that I like to be in all situations, as well as knowing when I need to reset and be in more comfortable situations for myself, is something that I find very valuable, not only in my career, because it is very valuable in my career, but also in my social life. Well, if you're thinking about trying therapy, you should definitely give BetterHelp a try. It's completely online. It's designed to be extremely flexible, affordable, and just really work in your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist and switch at any time if you need to switch therapists at no additional cost. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/argue today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/argue.
Argue.
What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? My name is Angel Tanksley, married to this sexy-ass man over here, a.k.a. Angel Laquita Moore. You know, acting, rapping, hosting. Also known as that chick Angel, whose voice is doing something stupid right now. Tell them who you are, sexy.
What's happening, y'all? I'm the other host of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Sexy. Tank. We got Raspy over here.
Yeah.
Anyway, if it's your first time tuning in, it's a podcast we do every single week, me and my wonderful wife, and we talk about all the good things. We talk about all the bad things, all the ugly things, all the beautiful things. We pretty much talk about whatever the hell we want to as a married couple. Mm-hmm. That's what we do. And we are joined every week by our wonderful, wonderful immediate family. That immediate family is our Patreon. You can be a part of that immediate family. We call them immediate family because we're a little closer. We sit and talk for about 10, 15 minutes before we start a recording. That's what we do. We talk, we pray, we laugh, we get mad, cuss each other out. They all up in the comments. You'll see us refer to our phones. They send us questions for this specific episode because we got some special guests. They already know who those special guests are because we already let them know who they are. Anyway, you can be a part of the immediate family. All you got to do is go to patreon.com/thatchickangel, sign up for the low of $5 a month. And we also joined by two wonderful sponsors.
You already heard from one. You going so fast. You off to the races.
Let them know who the other sponsor is.
Well, the first sponsor was BetterHelp. The second one is ZocDoc. You are going fast. Were you just trying to get through it?
Yeah.
Okay, I was just asking. BetterHelp and ZocDoc, they're our sponsors for today. And let me tell you what it means to have a sponsor. It means that a company, a brand, a industry decided that they wanted to partner with us because they thought they had a service or a product that our audience would like. So listen, if you hear something that you just like, hey, actually, I have been thinking about getting a therapist. Maybe BetterHelp might work for me. Just use our promo code and get that good old discount. Because one, you get a discount. Two, they know that this was a good partnership. So use them. Let them know we sent you. And yeah, thank you, BetterHelp and ZocDoc, for supporting today's episode. So, baby, what's got you in your feelings?
Let me tell you what's got me in my feelings.
I got something making me feel good.
I really want to know, shoot, I should not even say what the segment was to see if you could remember what it was called this time.
Probably not. What's got me in my feelings?
What's got you in your feelings, boo?
You know what? Ain't nothing got me in my feelings.
You say this all the time.
I do, because don't nothing be having me in my feelings.
Marcus, it does not matter if that is what's true. This is a segment. You got to have an answer.
Well, you should have gave me something beforehand. You should have let me know.
You know we're not doing Tanksley Pride because we have Tanksley Pride here.
What's got me in my feelings? Will you tell them what's got you in your feelings?
What's got me in my feelings still is this stupid voice of mine right now. As y'all can hear, it sounds like I'm sick. This is just the way I've been sounding. Not because I'm sick, because my voice is so mad at me. My vocal cords are angry. And I'm supposed to be going back into the studio next week.
Mm-hmm.
Where is my voice?
Back in the studio.
I work a job or have a career where my voice is my greatest tool. My face is my second one. So my first tool, my greatest tool, is over here banged up.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fair. It makes me very, 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 very mad. So
yeah, I learned how to host that too when you ain't at work.
You're right. Also, that's the other part that sucks. I am very active. I'm active in my sorority right now. I'm active in Mocha Moms. I'm active at my children's school. I'm about to be active in another organization. And I just have to find time. And I know it's going to be strategizing to find ways to rest my voice when it's not dealing with my career. And I think it's possible.
It's very possible.
But while not giving up those things that I also enjoy.
Well, you got to compromise.
Listen, I said it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be over here trying to judge me.
I'm not judging. Anyway, what's got me in my feelings is I don't like how, I'm going to speak on us because I'm one of us, how black people always got to compare. I was recently watching, is it Cancel Court? Is that where they have the judge? And like right now you got Ryan Davis and Tony Baker and they debating. They're basically presenting as lawyers. They're debating who's the GOAT, LeBron James or Michael Jordan? Which the debates are like top tier. Like hearing them state their cases, like it's good entertainment. I actually enjoy that. But this is something that constantly happens in our community. We got to have a top five, top 10. Who's better, Beyonce or Michael Jackson or this and that? I'm like, you don't hear other coaches doing this. People are just great. They just great. Me personally, I hate those comparison things because it's always Biggie or Pac. They had two completely different styles. You can't compare the two. They're literally apples and oranges.
Uh-huh.
I hate when people do this. And then, like, I remember one episode I said, like, when Kobe was playing, I was not a Kobe fan. People like, oh, how you not like Kobe? I ain't never heard of that. There's a legend right now that's still playing, LeBron James, and people hate that man. But let something horribly tragic happen, all of a sudden everybody was a big fan.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like this, I never compare. I don't like comparing Kobe, Jordan, LeBron. Let the three of them be great in their own right. They all great. You can't compare the two because it's LeBron and Jordan. They two different generations.
There.
The game ain't the same. The medicine ain't the same. Technology ain't the same. Working out ain't even the same.
Yeah.
Oh, he got this. He got that. And it don't matter. We do this in music. They can't just say, oh, this person's great and that person's that. No, this person's better. To you, it is. And that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Some people like sweet potato pie. Some people like pumpkin pie. Like, why does your opinion, why do people's opinion become fact when they start comparing their own people? I hate it. I can't stand it. When people say top five, I can tell you my top five. My top five are pissing about. How you going to say so-and-so's better than so-and-so? Because that's what the hell I like.
Mm-hmm.
I love Tupac. Ask me when's the last time I put Tupac and listened to Tupac in one of my vehicles.
Today, he was listening. He loves it.
It's probably been a year and a half. Because when I'm riding and cruising, I want to bob my head and get down to something. Now, a lot of times I don't want to hear Tupac got about 8 solid songs that I can be like, now that's a club banger. I want to hear that all the time. That's going to mess. Nah, shut the fuck up. Like, yes, your opinion. This is my opinion. Like, I don't, it drives me crazy. I always hear these arguments. I always hear these debates. Why can't Prince just be great in his own right and Michael Jackson be great in his own right and Beyonce and Janet Jackson and Michael Jackson and whoever else and any sports player, why can't they just be great? Why can't they just be legends can live in the same on the same bookshelf. All these books can go on the same shelf.
Shantae said he just made himself hype out of nowhere.
Because talking about it irritated me. Again, that show, I'm actually enjoying it. I actually enjoy watching them debate. But people be doing this in everyday life. There have been fights that broke out over this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally.
Yeah. It's dumb.
I can't stand it. And we do it in everything. Well, who's the best? Why does it have to be a best? That's all subjective. That's all opinion based. And that's what they treat it like. Like, this building's taller than that building. No, this building's taller. There's no debate there because you can physically see that one building is at one elevation, the other building is at another elevation. That's going to determine which one is taller. You saying who is better in this category or that category, unless you just going to compare numbers and nothing else, none of that matters. That's all your opinion.
What you said.
Yeah, I can't. It drives me crazy. It's just the dumbest that we do as a culture. I hate it. I know we are competitive. I know people be like, well, we've had to compete. I know that it's what it's all about, but you can't compare two people that ain't never competed. That's stupid. They ain't never stepped on the court together. And if they did, it was 4 other dudes on their teams with them. So you still can't compare them.
I think there's nothing wrong with a fun, passion-filled debate about who's better, who's greater, but when it gets serious,
yeah,
I think
when it gets
like,
serious, it's just like people will like full out argue. I look like I've gotten into these debates with people, and it just be fun and games. We just be laughing and like no. But when people get serious, and it's just like they got to live, and don't let it be on a platform like social media. And then you go and look at these comments and hear the stuff that people say. I'm just like, what? LeBron's trash. Jordan's trash. Your point is already, if they're comparing one of your GOATs to somebody that's trash, then that means your GOAT is trash.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for them to be in the discussion is already makes your point invalid. You got to give credit where credit's due. Credit's due to all of these greats, all of these musicians, all these athletes, all these activists. It's due to all of them. Like, don't limit somebody else just because you like one better than the other. That's what's got me in my feeling. We do that shit all the time. Cut it out.
I want y'all to recall that Marcus said nothing had him in his feelings.
It didn't until you pulled it out.
I pulled it out.
Somebody said, am I talking to Kev? Does Kev have one? I don't know.
No, I don't know what that
if
is.
If he does, yes, I'm talking to him too. I'm talking to all of us. I said our culture.
What's got me feeling good is I'll tell you what's got me feeling good. My little god baby.
Mm-hmm.
My little sister Brisha had her baby on March 21st, the same day as my sister's birthday. And I have been going over to the house every single day since I've been back from the tour and dressing that baby, holding that baby, talking to that baby. And I have just been in heaven. She has that little girl is the most agreeable little baby. I think she might even give little Marcus a run for her money.
I mean, she's been here for 3 days.
Well, no, you remember. Yeah, you're right. We'll see. Because I remember at one point in time, little Marcus would give you the blues when he was little, when I would leave.
No,
and
that
cry.
Was when once he was like He was months and months.
Yeah, he was months. Yeah,
he was probably like 5-6 months.
And he would cry while I was.
He would cry a lot. As soon as I had to leave that door, he would cry and scream and yell.
And then I would be pulling back down the street.
Yeah, he would stop crying probably a minute, maybe 45 seconds to a minute right before Angel walked into the house. And she would walk in and everything seemed good. He just sitting there just looking around. I'm like, no.
I'd be like, oh, everything was fine. No. Mark would be like, absolutely not. It wasn't. It wasn't. He cried. This baby, she lets her uncle hold him.
Mm-hmm.
She definitely lets me hold her. She be like, the only time she get upset is diaper changes. She don't like that butt to be out in the air. She be like, I don't know what this is, but it's dumb and fix it.
Mm-hmm.
She's so perfect. She's so perfect and she's so widow. And I just put her right on top of my bosom. Just bloop. So, yeah.
She was sitting there and just, I was holding her. She was. No, she was asleep for a long time. She was like sleep like she had worked a 9-to-5.
Mm-hmm.
She slept for a long. I said, this baby sleep. Yeah. Then she woke up at one point and just turned her body toward mine and just went buried her face and went right back to sleep.
Yes. I have this one picture that her dad took. I was changing her diaper and she got a hold of my hair. When I tell you she had a grip. So I'm now, if this is her face and it should be like down here when I'm changing her, I am like this because she's got her little hand has got a whole big old handful of my hair. And I was like, and that's just fine. And I'm okay with that. This is okay.
That'd be my favorite thing now when I hold babies. And they grab my beard.
Mm-hmm.
Except when they get too strong. I'm like, all right, you need to relax.
She is so auntie's baby. And it's just great to see Prisha, who I've known for almost 20 years as a mother, because I was like, girl, I didn't almost know you for 2 decades and you ain't never been a mama.
Yeah, to see Brisha over the past year and a half, maybe 2 years,
mm-hmm.
has, not to say that she was immature, but has matured.
She wasn't mature. Mature and immature at the same time.
She has matured like 10 years
mm-hmm.
in the past 2 years. It's crazy to see this progression of her. I'd be looking at it. She'd be like, what? I'm like, this is crazy.
Yeah, it is. It really, really is. So that's got me feeling good. I always.
She said, what you mean? I said, you were just my little dumbass little sister, man. You over here, you done got married, got your little baby with you. And she got pregnant. And she's like, I know.
I know. It's just, she's a perfect little baby. She really, really is. So a part of me is happy because I'll be off a tour soon. So I won't be like trying to divide time with, you know, spending time with my kids, my big baby. Work, supporting my friend, doing all these organizations and stuff. A lot of that is going to feel less like being pulled everywhere once the tour's over. But what's also got me feeling good is that this has been, I want to say, a successful tour. Like, we didn't sell out every venue, which would have been lovely. Mm-hmm. But, you know, once we got past those first couple of dates, we made money,
mm-hmm.
which obviously is a big part of whether or not you should be on tours if you can make money. We made money. It's been drama-free. It's been really efficient. Only thing that our biggest hiccup outside of like understanding better the fees that theaters charge was merchandise. Kevin has allowed me to take over on new Here's the Thing merchandise, which I feel really great about. I like being trusted. I like feeling more like a partner versus a person just going along for the ride.
Mm-hmm.
So this has all been really eye-opening, a huge learning, just a huge learning thing. And that was a big part of me asking to go on tour with HTT. I knew there was some stuff that I'd be able to learn just because Kevin's, the machine that is around Kevin has been operating longer. So even when it comes to me and Marcus touring, if Marcus does any type of in-person appearances without me, if I tour by myself, just gives me a better understanding of the type of structure that needs to be around it so that it is the most cost effective, makes the most sense, and understand what these contracts look like. So it's just been a huge learning experience, and I'm just so grateful that I was able to do it and that Kevin was down.
I don't know if it's been said or not, but I just want to call out and give flowers to the genius that knew that this would be successful all the pushback and resistance that she was giving when this was an idea birthed from her brain.
Thank you.
Good for you. I'm glad it's going good. What's got me feeling good, y'all? I was just sitting here trying to think. Because it's I'm working through a whole lot of stuff, and it's it feels like we're coming down from a bunch of stuff, even before the NAACP stuff. I don't know why it feels like, all right, now we can get back to, I don't know why I have that feeling, but as y'all know, TBTB is ending, filling those slots, filling that time with something.
Mm-hmm.
And so my mind is working through all that stuff. Like, what's got me feeling good? What's got me feeling good? But one thing at the top of my list right now was got me feeling good. Y'all, I'm doing some customization to my 1966 Lincoln Continental. Doing some customization to it, y'all. I'm on basically drop it 2 inches. And I ain't putting air rides and stuff on there. But anyway, going through the process of this ain't something that you could just go on a website and say, oh, I want to get this and do this to the car. You got to, like, piece together these things. To me, this is kind of that going back to when I was, in general contracting and an electrician of, you know, a lot of times when you customize something, there is no buy a kit for it and just do it. You have mm-hmm. to piece together from all these different manufacturers and all these different companies and be very transparent about what you're doing here with this person. Even though that's their competing company, you got to let them know, well, I ordered this from John and Steve, and they compete in companies, but I ordered this, so I need y'all to make sure that this line up, but it's a mutual respect. But it's interesting just piecing all this together, then it, like, crossing my fingers, like, this crap better work, because this stuff is custom. You can't return it.
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But just emails and stuff going back and forth and just planning that whole thing out. I'm excited to take that before and after picture of the current ride height. And then once it's lowered, people's like, oh, you ain't going to do air ride? I didn't want to cut up and chop up my car with no air ride. It looks good on Instagram, but in the long run, it devalues your car and rides horribly. Anyway, that's what got me feeling good. Yeah, I should start receiving stuff here soon. Did Marcus say TBT? What?
Yes, TBT TBT is in June.
In June. We're going to do in the last, if we ain't already shot the last episode.
You so dumb.
Yeah, it's coming to an end.
Yeah, it's no longer, but these last couple of episodes have been great, so I think y'all going to get the best of our episodes.
Yeah.
These ending episodes, so
yeah,
tune in.
Yeah, as y'all know, Kevin ain't wanted to do this since the second episode of TBT, so.
Not just that. I would say for about a year, the episodes have just been harder to do because the shows that we were reviewing just weren't giving us a lot of meat to review.
No, and it's the last, for a long time, it's been on, even though we were all together, it's been on Melissa's. When we do the mukbangs, that was Angel's thing. So we would go back and forth from reviews to mukbangs. Melissa's channel, Angel's channel, we'd go back and forth. But because we stayed on the reviews and people seemed to like them, we stayed over on the reviews.
We also,
so a lot of that leaned on Melissa.
And we also had less time. When we were doing reviews and mukbangs, we had more time.
Yeah,
so we
were
shooting a review episode, then right after that, eating and shooting the mukbang.
That's true. I forgot about that.
Yeah, that's the reason why it stayed as reviews.
It ain't easy to review a show, especially the shows that we've been reviewing.
It's not as easy to review a show that you don't enjoy. That's the way I'll put it.
Yeah.
Married at First Sight was just getting tiring to watch and finding
Married at First Sight was long episodes, long season, and it was not enjoyable. Then we did Sister Wives. Y'all know I hated that crap.
It was a terrible season.
The terrible season. I'm not into those type of reality shows anyway, so it's always been a chore. But when you with other people that truly enjoy it. But even lately, it's just been difficult. Didn't nobody enjoy that stuff?
Well, before we jump into some more stuff, let's talk about not compromising, okay? We all know that there are things in life we have to compromise on. Like, you got to compromise with your spouse on where you're going to go out to eat or where you're going on vacation or, you know, if you want an apartment, is it in your budget? So, no, you might have to be like, well, let me look at something a little different in my price range. Or let's say the grocery store that you like to go to never has what you want, but it's nearby. So you have to figure out other things that you want to buy. But when it comes to your health, there should be no compromise. So don't go back to that one doctor who uses your appointment to catch up on the latest health headlines, their family group chat, their crossword puzzles, just because they're available right now or that they take your slightly sketchy insurance. Instead, check out ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book doctors who make you feel comfortable and listen to you and you prioritize your health. And you can search by location, availability, and insurance. So literally no compromise here because ZocDoc, with ZocDoc, you've got more options than you know. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Once you find the doctor you want, you can book them immediately. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist. And these docs all have verified reviews from actual real patients. We're talking about booking appointments with tens of thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed, credible doctors and specialists. You can filter specifically for ones who take your insurance and are located near you and treat basically any condition you're looking for or you're searching for. The typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between 24 and 72 hours. That's it. You can even score same-day appointments. We use ZocDoc, and so should you. It makes searching for a doctor so much easier. And also, you want that doctor that takes your insurance because you're paying for your insurance anyway, so you might as well use it, period. Go to ZocDoc.com/argue and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/argue. ZocDoc.com/argue. So we're going to do... Is it take it or leave? No. I don't know if it's take it or tank it. If it's taking sides or if it's tick, I think this is more of a TikTok o'clock without me actually having the video, and I'm a little frustrated because I can't find the video. Actually,
which video is it?
No, it's kind of obscure, so it's going to be hard to find. That's the reason why it wasn't going to fall under this category. Let me see if I saved it because I thought it was really good. I thought it was actually really insightful. Let me see if I saved that. We'll find out. I'll be saving videos, and I don't be putting them in any type of, like, folder. I just save them. I'll be like, oh, that was interesting. Give me that. Yeah, I don't think I saved it. I don't. So I don't know what we're going to call it, but we're just, it's in one of these categories. And the thing the woman said was something about if you enjoy the journey, then that is the career for you. If you only are in it for the finished product, that's the job, not the end result. If you're only in it for the end result, that's a job.
I mean, yeah. Well, I agree with that. Like, it's I think it's take it or tank it.
Okay, let's take it or tank it. Yeah, if it was a, if I could have been able to play it, we would have just been able to make it a TikTok o'clock.
Because the reason I agree with that is, it's kind of hard to put it on career and job.
Because it was, I think it's a woman who helps people find careers for them.
Okay.
And so that's why she's like, if you enjoy the journey of whatever you're having to do inside of it, it's a career.
And that's why I agree. It's just like, because as long as you're employed, that's the journey. Mm-hmm. Every day you go to work, and as long as you're employed, you are on the journey. Mm-hmm. For most people, the end result is retirement. And if you just working there.
And this is what I mean by, let me break it down a little bit better. The journey being the process of the thing you're doing.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Versus the end result is the paycheck.
Yeah. No, I still agree. Because, like, when I was, everything I've done, like, as far as my career, what I'm doing when I was an electrician, when I was general contracting and, you know, quality control and stuff, especially when I was quality control, one of the things I truly enjoy doing is them bringing a problem to me.
Mm-hmm.
Or me going out, my goal was to go out and find an issue that I know is going to slow this project down at the end of the day.
Uh-huh.
Or bringing a problem to me, like especially when I was an electrician, it's just like, oh, we got to get power from here to here. It's got to be up to code and hidden. And I'm like, that's a challenge. I love this.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it. Yes. Mm-hmm. Bring me all of this. Even when I was doing commercial maintenance and stuff, it's just like, oh, this stuff ain't working right, or the building exhaust and supply air, something's wrong. I'm like, yeah, I enjoy that. So that's why I want to be a career, because it was challenging. Had to go in, figure out what the issue was, troubleshoot and all that. So I enjoyed that. For somebody that's just going there, getting through the week just to get the paycheck to get up out of there. Sometimes it did feel like that, because a lot of times you're working with people you don't want to work with.
Mm-hmm.
All that comes along. But when it came to me doing my actual job, I enjoyed it. That's a career.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that was a 9-to-5. I was about to say, you're having a 9-to-5 just going to get the paycheck, rushing through the week to hurry up to get to the weekend and then dreading Monday morning, I would say that's a job.
Yeah. I mean, I personally would have been probably less of a, like, come on, come work over here with me, if there was more flexibility in your job schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't dislike the path that you were on.
Yeah, no, the path on that, I would have had to switch companies.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, because I was like, the path that I was ended up on is what I was shooting for. And then once I was on that path, the company itself kind of did a switch. And I was just like, this ain't what I was looking at going toward. But now I'm here, so I got to work through it. And then it became, let me just hear it and do what I got to do and get the hell up out of here.
Right, exactly. And so for me, it's just like, you're not getting ample time with us as a family, and dislike this.
Yeah, time away from my family was stupid.
And you dislike this job, then why are we doing this still? Like, you might as well be over here and at least have the capability of being around your boys, being around me, still making good money, even if the process is not something, or the journey is not something that you fully enjoy. Yeah.
But
for me,
it was safe. Like, on your end, I could see the hills and valleys, because I've experienced them with her, but I was like, I know that I can do this, and I'm Gucci. Like, I know I'm
right.
Have a
you had become in. Content with having just the job,
and the safety. Yeah,
yeah. You were like, I will have a job if it's safety.
Yeah,
safety, it don't have insurance. To be a career.
Yeah,
it could just be a job, because the safety overrode everything else.
Not to say women don't think like that, but a typical man mindset. As long as I can support y'all, I don't give a damn what I got
to
do.
I think it is a string mindset. I don't think it has anything to do with...
I can only speak to men, so that's what I'm doing. You can only speak to women. Don't do that.
Well, I'm saying you sound inaccurate.
No, I'm
though.
Not.
It's that accurate. It's a string.
Because as the man...
I do 100% agree with that. And when I saw the video, it made me think of you. And I was like, I wonder what process Marcus would enjoy. Because right now, Marcus is very, very, very end result focused.
Yeah. Yeah, even if I'm enjoying the journey, even if I'm enjoying that journey, it's for the end result. And I enjoy that end result.
But the thing is like, it's almost like the difference between the way you treat these cars versus this career. The way you treat the cars, there seems like there is no end to these cars. Meaning, you're like, oh, I fixed this one thing, I'm going to do some customizations. Like, it's like a never-ending relationship of moving pieces, and you enjoy all. Where for me, when I hear about the cars, when he mentions another thing that has to be fixed to pay for, I'm like, burn the cars. But for you, that's a part of having a classic car, is the relationship that you get to have with it, in the problem solving when things go, even though it pisses you off if something goes wrong that's not supposed to, you still dig into, well, let's problem solve it. Or, like, for instance, Marcus broke the little toggle that rolls down the window.
The driver's side window.
Window. And obviously he was pissed off that he broke it. But then it became a project of, let me order the part. Let me take the door apart. Let me put. So the car is not in result. It is the process and the journey of owning a classic car. Marcus, as a content creator, is very much so. And I think that's probably why you end up having like some, I don't want to say issues, but like getting started on some stuff is because the end result is so like in your mind that I don't know how much you get to enjoy the journey of it all. Does it make sense?
It makes sense. Very inaccurate analogy as far as the cars.
Tell me why.
Because the car is like Halo is at her end point. When I got the Continental, I already had an end point to get to, and once I get there, I'm done. Like, you ain't heard me doing nothing. The only thing I've been doing with Halo is driving it.
No, because but then Halo be stopping working.
Every now and then, but I don't enjoy that. But I'm just like, hey, I'm going to fix it, and I ain't going to pay nobody to fix it, so I'm going to fix it. So the Continental has a deadline, an end result, and once I get there, that's it. So, but... yeah, in this whole vein, in this career, yes, that I do struggle to find. I'm struggling to find the. I don't even see the end result. Let me talk. Could you talk? What? Go ahead.
That's why I'm raising my hand and not interrupting you. But do you see how once Halo got to a place where there was no more tinkering needed, you added another tinkering car?
I don't know.
You don't see how you added another tinker?
How long have I had... Halo was finished 2 months after I got it. How long has it been? Like, it ain't like, oh, now let me get something else to work on. No, I got another car that I liked. The car that I've always wanted, but more than Halo. If I found this first, I would have that car. I wouldn't even have Halo.
Okay, go ahead.
What was I saying? Oh, yeah, I even struggle to find the project of the end result. Like I see, oh, I want this to look like this. Then I get it and start doing it. In this, the vein that we in is I even have trouble finding the end project or the end result to even start the journey.
That's what I'm saying, because you're focused on that end result.
No, I don't even know what the end result is.
Because you are focused on finding the end result, it is hard for you to start the journey. What you just said.
Yeah, I'm not going to start a journey if I don't. I'm not going to go down a path and I don't know where the path is going and just start doing shit. Like, that's just not me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I think if we can figure out what journey you don't mind being on, and that's the thing that can be maddening about social media and content creating, because the goalpost is always moving.
Yeah.
That end result, you could be thinking, yep, and then you're like, wait, yeah. Y'all saying over there? So sometimes.
Yeah, again, this is something that all the careers I've had, when I first started, when I was dreaming of what do you want to do for a living? I want to do this and own this company. Ain't nothing moving. Ain't no goalpost moving. That is a planted tree. Regardless of where the forest leads you, you know, all I got to do is get to that tree at the end. And that's where, you know, you enjoy the journey or not, but that's where you're going. And this new career, this new vein is just like the tree is a flying dandelion. That's the end result. It's like you just chasing down the road, whatever the hell. Like, it's a ball in a tornado. It's just like, where is it going to go? You have no idea. You just see the red ball over. You start running toward it. The ball might change colors. The ball might disappear. And now you're chasing something else. It's so chaotic.
All right, let's jump to the main topic. Amar, we have a very special guest. You all know him as the landlord. A lot of times he's a slumlord, but all the time he's our baby. And he's being defiant right now by not coming here. Amar Angel Anthony Tanksley. Coming. Come here. Ladies and gentlemen, one of you all's favorite is joining us.
Come on.
Say hello.
Hello.
Say it louder so they can hear you.
Hello.
All right, tell them your name.
Amar.
Tell them your whole name. Do you remember your whole name?
Amar, say your whole name, man. All right, we going, you going, Sai?
No, he's still in here. You going to tell him your first and last name?
I'm just trying to think how I say my first and last name.
Oh, I'll okay. tell you all of it. It's Amar.
I'm like, you do too much
Angel
talking.
Anthony Tanksley.
To get out here and be get quiet.
Amar Angel Anthony Tanksley.
All right. Well, the people who are watching have some questions for you. Can you answer a couple of questions? Can I ask you a couple questions? Okay. All right. Amar, do you like having brothers?
Yeah.
What do you like about having brothers?
I like having brothers playing Roblox with me.
Can you speak up so they can hear you better?
I like having brothers playing Roblox with me.
What about Roblox do you like?
Bed Wars.
What is it called?
Bed Wars.
Bed Wars?
Yeah.
What happens on Bed Wars?
It's just because you just got to get anything you want, and then you just have to just kill people.
Oh, God.
You got to kill people.
Like with any sword.
With swords?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Amar, do you have a favorite song?
I don't know.
Is there a Spider-Man song you like?
Yeah.
How does that spot? Can you sing it? How does that go?
I don't know how to sing it.
Is it the one that's, what's that sunflower? What's that? Yeah. And if you're lost in the dark, and if you're lost by my little sunflower, and then your love will be too much. Is that the song?
Yeah.
Sing it. And if you're left in the dust, sing it. Can you sing it? Can you sing it?
I just don't know the whole song.
Okay, sing the parts you know.
As you know, Goodwill, he ain't about to sing no song.
He be singing songs to me. Is there a song that you do know? Do you know The Wheels on the Bus? What's some song? I'm trying to think of one of the theme songs. What's the song that be playing in one of your videos? What?
I don't know.
He's so mesmerized by looking at y'all's comments moving and now him being on screen. He's like, I can't even give y'all nothing. They said you're acting like your daddy. Who do you look like, your mommy or your daddy? I'm who?
I get it, Amar. You just don't like being put on the spot with no schedule. Just, here, do this. I get it.
Okay, last question. Who's your favorite brother?
Sai.
You see how quickly he answered that?
Yeah, it changes. It changes on whether who's been playing Roblox with him the most. Because Marcus is out of town right now, so it ain't him.
What do you like about Daddy? You can't think of anything right now? What do you like about Mommy? I'm going to tell you right now, you're not a good podcaster. You have too much dead space.
He's like, I know. This was your idea.
What do you like about Mommy?
like about kissing you and hugging you?
He likes about kissing me and hugging me. Okay, you done with the interview? You done with the questions?
Yeah.
You are? Okay. Tell them to say bye-bye.
Bye.
See? That's the thing. I know he would sing a song. I know he would. You know Baby Shark? Do you know Baby Shark song? Do you? Get out of my lap. Okay. Tell Sai to come here.
Look. Sai, come here.
Move out of the way. You're done. Look, and now he's going to want to be all in the business. Come over here. Let's see. You see this now? You see Amar all up in the business.
Yeah, because he don't like being front and center.
All right, Sai. Patreon has some questions for you. And hopefully you're ready to answer them. Are you ready? Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Right. Okay. So you're going to have to bring your face closer to either daddy's up. Mic or my mic. Right. What do you think your best talent is, Sai? First say hello to everybody.
Hi.
Okay, and tell them your whole name.
My name is Sai Wendell Anthony Tinksley.
Okay, so what do you think is your best talent?
I don't really know. I mean, like, I am a good runner, though.
You are a good runner? Is there anything else you feel like you're really strong in? Y'all look so much alike. You look like your daddy. Are you a good dancer? Are you a good singer? What do you think?
I think I'm a good dancer.
I do too. You pick up we're doing like dance videos. He picks them up really quickly. Do you know what you want to be when you grow up? Any ideas?
I might be a builder. I don't really know.
Like a builder of what?
Like skies.
No, your daddy wants you to. Like what?
Something stable, right?
talk close to the mic. Like what?
Like skyscrapers.
Okay. Okay.
Wish up into the civil engineering and structural reinforcement. Yeah. Got some sense on it.
You so silly. Do you know that you have internet aunties? Do you know what those are?
No, not at all.
So internet aunties are women who watch your mom and your dad's content, and because of that they know who you are as far as in what we show of you, and so they from afar care about you and want you to do great in life. And so just like you have real aunties that actually know you and care about you, they call themselves internet aunties because they only know you through the internet. But they do care about you and want the best for you. So but this
that don't mean you still a stranger is still a stranger. So anybody that walk up to you and be like, "Oh, I'm your internet auntie," they're still a stranger, okay? Okay. All right. Don't trust nobody.
Sorry. How do you feel about Amar coming to your school next year?
The only thing that I don't like about it is that I have to go to school one hour earlier.
I don't think it's a whole hour earlier. I think it's only like 15 minutes earlier. Is that so bad?
No, not that bad, but I can take it.
You can take it? I believe it
too. See, my son just went straight to, so how you feel about this? What I don't like about
right.
it.
Right, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, so do you have a favorite song?
I mean, there's a lot of songs that I know.
Get closer to the mic.
There's a lot of songs that I know. I remember one song. It was Riot.
Yeah. Bang. Dun, 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 dun. Bang. Who in here's going to start a riot? Yeah. Okay. Any song that you can sing for them?
song.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, I don't know.
You don't know? Okay, let me see if there's any other questions I can ask you before we switch it over to your... Oh, how do you like being twins?
I guess good because it makes it like a little bit faster when I have to do stuff.
So what about what makes it a little bit faster?
Like when I'm putting up my clothes, when I'm putting up clothes, it makes it a little bit faster, so I don't have to be like going back then coming back.
Oh, because you all work together putting the clothes up. That's smart. Do people get you all confused still?
Like, they do try guessing. They mostly get it right, sometimes get it wrong.
Mm-hmm. Do you think you and Kai look alike?
No.
Neither do I.
Anybody that thinks y'all, they can't tell the difference between y'all is racist. That is very racist.
Who do you think you look like? Do you look like daddy? I think you look like daddy too. What's your favorite thing about daddy?
That he helps me a lot to build stuff that I need help with. And if there's something that broke, he can like fix it pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm. And what do you like about your mommy?
That she is very helpful and encouraging me to do a lot of stuff.
Oh, yes. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Is there anything else you want to tell them at the end of your interview? That's it? Okay, tell them bye. All right.
Go back in there. You didn't want to talk when you was up your time to talk.
He's Amar. Talking to Amar. All right. Kai.
Good job, Sai. Sai is he's naturally talented. He's really good at stuff very quickly or the first time he does it.
Riz KT.
Extremely fast.
Riz KT is in the building. Get in the middle.
No, right here.
No, go ahead. Our children are on spring break and they look like it. They are dressed.
They're on spring break. They don't care they never, he usually cares, but they ain't got no haircuts. Everybody is scruffy looking. It don't matter.
All right. Kai, we've got questions from our audience. They are excited to get to know you. So first tell them hello into the mic.
Hi.
And tell them your full.
You're going to have to talk into here.
And well, he was just trying to keep his body open so they could see how beautiful he is. I know. Look at. And when tell them your name, look into the camera. When you tell your name, look into the camera.
Hi, I am Kai Jonathan Anthony Tanksley.
And what do they call you at school?
Kai Sinat.
So say it in the mic.
Kai Sinat.
If y'all don't know who Kai Sinat is, he is a very, very famous streamer. Probably one of Kai Sinat.
Now I got to look this person up.
You've seen him before. He has locks.
Make sure he ain't doing something ignorant.
Oh, yeah, no, the kids at school should not be watching this dude.
That's what I figured.
Yeah, I already told him that.
What I was saying recently on this podcast. Go ahead.
Okay, Kai, let's look at some of the questions that they have for you. Do you know what you want to, something that you might want to be when you grow up?
No, not really.
You don't have any ideas of what you think you want to do? Now, this is the thing about Kai, so hold on. We're going to reset. Kai be trying to be so smooth about stuff that no, not really is his way to be smooth, even if he actually has an answer. So we're going to reset. Now, what's something that you have thought, I might want to do that when I grow up?
I guess be a rapper?
Say it in the mic.
I guess be a rapper.
Never knew that. We're finding that today. But Kai do be freestyling, and he be doing this with his hands when he freestyles. So he wants to be like his mom. Got it. What do you think is...
Start rapping at 43.
I was rapping long before 43.
You're going to have to start rapping at 43.
No. Your daddy's a hater. Your daddy used to be a rapper, too.
Mm-hmm, I was. Guess how I fed you, though.
What'd you mean?
I was a general contractor.
Okay, but his mama's feeding him with a rap as a rapper, too.
Wouldn't have been alive because you would have been starving.
That's because I just now started taking it seriously. But you already know, you know about MC Halo, so don't act like this is just the beginning of Angel's rap career. Kai, what do you feel like is one of your talents? No, I'm talking to the mic.
I guess I'm good at basketball.
Oh, this boy's confidence is something that I wish I could bottle up and give everybody. Tell me what makes you feel like you're good at basketball.
I don't really know.
Is it the fact that you better than size that would make you
good? Is it?
Yeah.
So when did it turn to being a rapper? You've never said rapper. When did you say rap is the thing that I want to do?
I never really said this.
When did you start feeling like, I want to rap?
I'm not really sure. I forgot.
This, I'm telling you, Riz KT is going to hit me with the I'm not really sure type of situation. Kai, do you think you're popular?
A little.
Well, why a little and not a lot?
Speak right here, man.
I'm not really sure.
I'm telling y'all, I know this child like the back of my hand.
I mean, because, like, if I were to say a lot, I wouldn't have a reason to say why a lot and not a little.
Okay, well, okay, listen. Do you miss your big brother being gone? This man, you got, yeah, try to talk into the mic, baby. Do you miss your big brother being gone?
Yeah.
What about him being gone? Do you miss? What is it that you miss the most about him being gone?
Because usually when we're playing games, the games that I play with Sai, I'm usually better than Adam. Pokemon Unite,
that's literally. Kai's Pokemon what?
Pokemon Unite.
That's the game that. Yup. Oh, okay. Is it important to you to be competitive with Sai?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Do you like having a twin?
Yeah.
What's the best part?
You usually have somebody to play with.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
No, not really.
Just here so I don't get fined. Sorry.
But this is also the dude that be wanting to be in front of the camera and all that stuff.
Rapper, you got to be, you got to get arrested.
Or no, you better not.
Or you going to be fake like Drake.
Do you want to hit him with a freestyle?
I don't really have one right now.
Well, that's not a freestyle. Freestyles, you making it up on your head.
On the spot.
Do you want to hit him with a freestyle? I don't really know. Okay, first, before we let you go, what's your favorite thing about your dad talking to the mic?
He taught me a lot of stuff.
Oh, like what? What your daddy did taught you?
How to ride my bike. He helped me at basketball.
Okay, give your dad a high five for that. Okay, what's your... What's your favorite thing about your mom, Kai?
You're really funny.
Well, thank you. Say it in the mic for the people.
You're really funny.
Okay, what else?
Don't worry, Kai. Most rappers can't freestyle.
I know, I saw it. Yeah, most rappers, they can't freestyle. At least not nowadays. What else?
She always put me in a good mood.
Oh,
nice.
Anything else you want to be able to share with the Patreon and our audience while you got them? This episode, they all are over here just so they could hear y'all talk. And they heard about your Riz. They heard about your level of Riz. Riz. How can they get more Riz? Say anything?
Just go with the flow.
Go with the flow. That helps you get more Riz. And what would you say your level of Riz is?
All the way at the top.
All the way at the top. So you're getting an expert on Riz to tell you how to get more Riz. Like, I don't think they realize how lucky they are to be in your presence. Tell them bye.
Tell them bye.
Bye.
This Riz shit.
Here, can you go back in there with your brother?
No, he's fine. He's sitting up here. Amar's now working on the cameras, so it is so funny. What we realize is that you all, when we capture their personalities when they're not paying attention, you get to see them authentically.
Yeah, when it's specifically asked, that's where it, I mean, naturally, you know, kids are shy.
Cy is the most comfortable in front of the camera, has always been the most comfortable in front of the camera.
Yeah.
Where Kai is very much so about the people in front of him, not the people behind the camera.
Yeah. Now he don't want to see the people. Like, he can see y'all's comments coming in. So he's just
He don't mind being like a, you know, like all swaggy or whatever at school, and those are real people. Like, he was Prince Charming in the play.
People, yeah, those are people he knows and is comfortable with. That's a little different. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, I'm continuing to have these talks with him.
Oh, yeah, when he said Casanat, I said, I know who Casanat is.
Yeah, I don't even know who it is.
Oh, no, the first time I saw Casanat, it made me think of Kai. Absolutely, yeah. But he's not making content for kids. And it's not like he's making terrible content either. It's just not appropriate for kids. But,
yeah, that's the one.
He's the one who ended up getting fined because he was giving away PS5s in New York, and it caused for all the street, like a bunch of streets, to get backed up because like hundreds and of thousands of people showed up.
Oh, really?
He didn't get any permits or nothing like that, and it just caused kind of havoc. So he was just like, "Whoop." He's like up there, like if you think of a Drewski. Yeah. Anyways. Oh, did you have something else you wanted to say before we end? No. Huh? No. All right. You all see.
Like a parrot chirped up, perched up on the.
Could you stop?
Yeah, quit, babe.
Can you stop,
please?
I'm
not going to no hospitals today. Get in.
Thank you.
Give
me a kiss on my cheek. Thank you so much. All right, guys. I hope you've enjoyed this Tanksley Pride-filled episode. Spring break is here, and the kids are with us where we go. We'll be back on our regular scheduled programming after this week, meaning if you're part of our Patreon and you're used to watching us film live on Mondays, we will not be filming on April the 1st, but we will be back on April the 8th filming normally. We still got, I think we have some Mama Likes products still available. I know there's something wrong with how they're showing up on the website. So I appreciate your patience. I'm going to get my attention over there. My attention. There's still tickets for the Detroit and Philadelphia show. If you want to see Here's the Thing, baby, tell them what you need to tell them.
I ain't got nothing to tell y'all. Bye. Nah, hey, y'all, you know where y'all can find me. Instagram, Marcus on the Gram, Facebook, Marcus on the Book. For now, TikTok at Tank Don't Talk. Got a bit of body butter, man shit, manshyt.com. You can go over there and get you some smell good. And yeah, that's about it. Patreon, we'll holler at y'all sooner than later. If you ain't on Patreon, you ain't gonna see us till next week.
Alrighty. So until next time, y'all be blessed, and we'll talk to y'all later.
Y'all have a good one, fam.
Bye!